What do you say to citizens that are living this political environment? I mean, it's tough for elected politicians because of the things that you've described and, you know, the polarization and difficulty in working together. But how is it that we as citizens interacting with elected officials are going to break out of this? Because if you were just to open up in a town hall meeting, yeah, you know, chances are it's going to become a shouting match on this issue. So how are we going to break through this? How are we going to get to a place where we can have more rational conversation? People can disagree without getting into some assessment of the other person's motives. We seem to be so far away from that. The model that the president is giving us is not going to help with that because that's where he goes when he has a disagreement. How do we find our way back?
I think doing what we're trying to do in Congress now. No, I think like what we do, this problem solvers is a good example. We have Democrats and Republicans. We start with just a handful of each. And now it's become like the cool kids club. People want to join. A lot of people do. And a lot of people don't because they say, oh, my God, I can't my district because I'd be done. But I think that's part of it. I think just showing bipartisanship and having the guts and courage to stand up in a bipartisan manner is really important. I also think we've got to take a look at redistricting on both sides of the aisle. When you have Democrats that are in seats that are 30 or 40% more Democrats than Republicans or Republicans the same way, I think that from a structural standpoint, it's a race to for the primary. So they're worried about their primaries, not their general election. So a Republican will sit there and say, well, I got to be more conservative than my primary challenger. And a Democrat's going to say, I got to be more liberal than my primary challenger. And they couldn't care less about the general election because they're going to win anyways. So I think that's part of the – that's contributed to the problem for sure. But if every district was like mine, mine's 5% more Democrat than Republican. Everyone's like mine on the spectrum from 5% more Democrat to 5% more Republican. I think you have a lot more bipartisanship too. So I think taking a look at how these districts have been gerrymandered on both sides of the aisle would be important too. And I think courts are starting to do that. They are doing it.
I wonder about something culturally though that relates to that, because it's one thing to have, again, people who fundamentally disagree or they take more extreme positions because of a concern about a primary challenge. Okay, fine. That's one thing. But then it's another that when you get to the point of actually arguing with each other and having exchanges, you immediately go to basically what boils down to, you're a bad person.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why you're making the argument that you're making.
Oh, yeah.
So what you're saying is persuasive to me on one level, but doesn't fully explain it on another. And so how do we get out of that?
Well, I think I think social media and instant 24-hour news cycle has contributed greatly to that problem because there's the partisan news stations all over the block on both sides of the aisle, and they whip up their people. Like I get things from people like, how dare you take full salary for life? How dare you get full health insurance for life? And why is it that you get free health insurance for your children for life and I have to pay for mine? I'm like, what are you talking about? And these are rational, smart people. And I say, where did you get that? He goes, I saw it online. I'm like, well, we don't. We have a salary just like everybody else. We have a retirement plan just like everybody else. And last year I paid $1,300 for health insurance. So what are you talking about? So that kind of stuff. They see whatever they see online, they believe, and it inflames them and gets them so angry. You'd be stunned at how disrespectful people are to me. And I'm just trying to talk to them. It's unbelievable. And at times threatening. It's amazing.